Frankly, you will always be doing some degree of guessing at this intermediate stage of language. You will not know enough words to catch everything, and you will have to rely on your wits to handle the conversation. You will be somewhat more comfortable when you know the topic under discussion. But when the speaker suddenly changes the subject, you may have to listen quite hard again to be sure that you followed the transition to the new topic. As soon as you know the topic, you can anticipate a lot of what might be coming up. So, set yourself realistic goals. Don't expect to be able to express yourself like a native. A native speaker, after all, is someone who has grown up speaking the language. He will know almost all facets of the language, the slang, the baby words, the jokes, the puns, the rhymes, the formal language, even the advertising slogans, the famous literary quotations, everything. Only when you've lived in a country for years and years will you start approximating what a real native speaker can do. The good news is that you don't have to be a native speaker. You're not trying to sound like you've grown up and lived in that country all your life. You're interested in the practical ability to communicate in the language on everyday matters and on those specialized topics that relate to your personal or professional interests. What you must do is to decide how proficient you want to be and how much time you can devote to that effort. You may find as you get into the language that you really enjoy the experience so much that you're willing to devote even more time to it. That's great. And if you're living overseas, you'll have even more chance to hear and practice your language. In the end, practice is the single most important rule for making progress. Remember the old gag? Excuse me, how do I get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, man, practice. A few words of caution as you set off on your language venture. You aren't going to be able to operate as well outside your classroom as you were in it. Here are some other things to be aware of. Watch out for local accents. You know what a variety of accents we have in America. Brooklyn, Boston, New Jersey, Virginia, Tennessee, Texas, Iowa, and so on. Well, foreign countries are that way too. Even small countries can have a bewildering mixture of regional accents. England has far more differences per square mile than the U.S. Be prepared for the fact that not everybody is going to talk like your language teacher, like your language tape, or like a radio announcer. You will run across country bumpkin types, authentic mush mouths, mumblers, down-home drawlers, machine gun motor mouths, and everything else. Most languages will have strong regional dialects too. It's tough at first. But with time, it will get better as your ear learns to tune in a little more closely and grow accustomed to a variety of regional accents. For example, you'll be able to tell that your conversation partner happens to be from southern France or northern Italy. Beware of the telephone. Sooner or later, you will have to pick up the phone or put in a call to somebody when you're in a foreign country. Be prepared for the worst. What's so bad about it? The main problem seems to be that you can't see the mouth of the person talking. You may not realize it, but we depend a lot on our eyes when we listen to people talk. We actually lip read to some extent, especially as we strain to follow someone speaking in a foreign language. On the telephone, we are handicapped because we can't see the mouth of the speaker. On top of that, the sound of the phone is never as clear as it is in face-to-face conversation, and everyone seems to speak awfully fast. Beware of jokes. Anyone who has ever had much experience at learning a language will tell you that jokes are an area of sudden death for the intermediate language student. The problem is that jokes, by definition, depend on plays on words or sudden surprise turns in a story. And, by definition, this is the one area you are least prepared for. I've never found a satisfactory way out of this bind. Usually I end up following most of the story until they get to the punchline, and then I muff it. You can try to laugh at a joke anyway, but I often find that I laugh before the real punchline comes, or I wait too long and don't laugh when the joke is over. Just take it from me, the jokes are usually bad news. But as you get better in the language, jokes can offer you a unique kind of insight into the life of the country you're studying. Don't cuss. Every language has its cuss words, and every kid growing up learns pretty fast that it's not so much the words themselves that are important, but the company that you use them in. When you're out with friends or close colleagues your own age, chances are you're going to use some words that you would avoid using in front of your parents or your own kids. It's the same thing with a foreign language, only more so. Your teacher or a foreign friend might teach you some choice swear words, but you use them at your peril. Perhaps you've heard foreigners swear in English when they don't know the language very well. Usually it sounds terrible. You've heard the words 1,000 times, but they use them in the wrong situation or don't fully understand the impact of the word. Remember, there is a fine line among swear words. Which word is worse than another is something that usually only a person who knows a language very well can determine. It will take you quite some time to know exactly what word you can use, when, and with whom. Until you really know that, best stay away from using them. If you have a fairly good experience learning your first language, you might be tempted to try another. If so, you'll find that each new language gets easier to learn. You'll become more familiar with the way languages work. You notice similarities among words that help you remember them better. You know more about the tricks of language study. If I've succeeded, by now you should have a good idea of what to expect when you start to learn a foreign language and of how to approach the task. Going it alone.